Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're so glad to have you tuned to WBAP this morning, and we look forward to a couple of great hours before church, before you head out to do whatever you're doing with family or with friends or just to take the day off, whatever it is. Maybe you're shopping. Is there anybody shopping this weekend? I think there might be about 40 million. So anyway, we're here to talk about plants today, and we're looking toward fall and what you might plant in your fall landscape to start the improvement projects, or what you can plant right now in your fall vegetable garden, whatever it is. Whatever you'd like to talk about in terms of plants, give us a call, won't you please? It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'll look forward to hearing from you. Lines are wide open right now as we begin the program. 800-288-9227. Really looking for some calls. The shingle has been hung out, and we're waiting on business. Give us a call. Right now we have Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, standing by. And Steve, you'll be pleased to know that I have reversed your report with Tucker Reeds. Would you like to talk about what Tucker wanted to talk about?
I better stick to my own script.
Yeah, I think you should, and I think I better find what you had sent me for notes. I am ready to roll, pal. Go for it.
Well, I just wanted to feature this Sunday, the perennial garden. This is a wonderful garden just north of our rose garden. It's a sunken garden, and it's encircled by large shade trees, but it has full sun in the center. Therefore, we can plant both shade-loving and sun-loving plants in this garden. The garden itself features two pools of water, a waterfall, water lilies, and a beautiful bronze sculpture entitled Fishing Rock of Four Herons by San Antonio artist Bob Gulick. On the second Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m., and that will be this Wednesday the 13th, Tarrant County Master Gardeners lead tours of the perennial garden. And on the tour this week, I think they will see a number of things, including the coral tree, which is also called Fireman's Cap. It's a large herbaceous shrub that grows about 8 feet tall, 5 feet across, has dramatic 3-foot long spikes of lipstick red flowers during the summer months.
It's really hard to describe it, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Isn't a shrub, gorgeous. Isn't a perennial. Oh, well, it is a perennial, isn't an herbaceous thing, but then it is. Yeah, anyway, you did better than I did, but interesting plant.
Yeah.
Everybody who sees it says, what is that?
Yes, it really catches your attention. But also in the perennial garden, we've got garden phlox, both the old-fashioned kind, as well as John Fannig, which is a Texas superstar. We've got black-eyed Susans blooming, the most majestic crepe myrtle we have in the garden. It's a light pink, and it's huge. We've got elephant ears. We have a chocolate mimosa. This is a purple-leaf version of the common mimosa and a lovely accent plant.
Summer chocolate garden is the name, isn't it? Summer chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah, from Monrovia. That's an interesting plant. Go ahead.
Yes.
I digress. I take you
off
your
course. Well,
no, that
was a good point. It's beautiful dark foliage. We also have Japanese gardens, lauropetalum, scattered herbs throughout this garden. So it's really a very enchanting garden to visit just north of our rose garden.
Steve, I want to go back to the crepe myrtle. In my notes, you had said Near East ? And that sounds like it could be. We are desperately looking for Near East for the World Collection Park of crepe myrtles. That's an 1875 introduction, very old variety. And I'll be talking to you about that one.
Yeah, well, it's just a pale lavender pink.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And it's huge. It's got to be a good, 25, 30 feet tall.
I'll drop you a note. That'd be great. That'd be great. The perennial garden is right, as you said, just north of the Rose Garden, which was built during WPA days. And the Rose Garden is quite historic for that reason. This garden looks kind of that same age? Is it newer?
Yes.
Or was it built
originally it was our cactus garden back in the 30s.
That before all the trees grew?
Yes, we had wow. Cactus in there. So, but anyway, it is now our perennial garden. So.
Well, that's great. All right. And so that would be the original entrance to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, which would be the first left turn if you're headed north on University, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay. From Interstate 30.
I-30, right.
All right. That's great. You have a coming event. Why don't you tell us about that, and then we'll get into directions.
We do, yes. September 5 through 7, that's the weekend after Labor Day, is Art in the Garden. This is an annual event for us. It's our seventh annual event, seventh annual year to hold this, but it is a juried art show. All the art is for sale. We have over 65 selections of juried art for sale. I'll give you more details in the future, but people should put that on their calendar.
How fun. And I'm sure the details will also be on the website, which is?
It is fwbg.org.
All right, and let's go ahead and give the phone number, the 24-hour information phone number, then we'll give directions.
The number is 817-392-5510.
Folks, if you're going to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, remember it's always about 10 degrees cooler in the Japanese garden. There's a small admission fee to get in over and above anything else at the Botanic Garden site. But, oh, man, it is so worth it and so beautiful. How do they find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, the 110 acres of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, and parts of the garden are open just about all the time, daylight hours. It varies a little bit, and that's why you go to the website. That's why you call it 24-hour information number. Steve, you are wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I sure appreciate it, and I'll be in touch on the crepe myrtle.
All right, bye.
Thank you. All right, that's Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. His report today sponsored by the fine folks at Sunburst Shutters. You know what? If you guys want to get on the phone with me and ask a garden question, I don't know why people are hanging back this morning. We'll thump the phone and make sure it's working. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Looking for a couple of calls right now, as people are probably tired from yesterday and all the shopping and sleeping in. 800-288-9227. Don't know that I've ever asked for calls a second time right now. You might be thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters, and if so, let me tell you, you will see my footprints in the sand ahead of you because we have done that at our home and at my magazine office. We love Sunburst Shutters. This is a long-time love relationship I've had, and my wife has had with Sunburst Shutters. We had them installed in our home 5 or 6 years ago. I've been telling you about them all of that time. There just is no more beautiful window treatment. Now, these are made of polywood. It's a man-made material. It is synthetic, so it doesn't warp or crack or peel or split or fade. It's white or off-white. You can have them paint them if you need to. They have a painting booth, much like an auto body paint booth, so they can do a beautiful job, but you don't have to paint Sunburst Shutters. That's the neat thing, or stain them. They are absolutely fabulous. And I might add, if you need stained shutters, they got into this business 25, 26, 7 years ago making wood shutters, so they can certainly make wood shutters for you if you would like them to, and stain them to match anything you have in your home. They are there to help you with their shutters. 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louver size Sunburst Shutters, the best shutters your money can buy. Call them and let them come to your home and show you how beautiful these are. Sunburst Shutters also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Polywood shutters those are. 214-343-2601 is the phone number. 214-343-2601. On the web, it's sunburstshutters.com. Sunburst Shutters. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. All right, thank you very much, and I'll just reiterate that number. We have a call, but I'd like to get the phone lines filled right now as we get into the program. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And let's go to a Mike in Azle. And Mike, this is Neil Sperry. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. It's nice to be on your program and listening to you.
Thank you.
I have two fig trees that I put in about 6-8 years ago. The first year, both of them figged and ripened. And since then, only one of them has ripened. I've got great big huge figs on the other one, and they're only about 4 feet tall. I've got sandy alkaline soil with alkaline water that I dose with either ironite or a little bit of sulfur and get it down to 6.5 or 7.
I don't know that that's absolutely critical for figs. I don't think you're doing anything wrong necessarily. The water, the alkalinity, figs are not picky about alkaline soils. They're satisfied. Moisture is critical, and so adding the water with or without the supplements is very important. What varieties do you have? Do you recall?
The brown turkey, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Both of them are the same then?
Yes, sir.
All right. It is not uncommon for figs to be very slow to ripen. It's a very common question that I'm asked, and about all that people can do is just be patient with them. I've asked Dr. George McEachern, the state fruit and pecan specialist, the very same question, and he said, Neil, there's just nothing you can do to hurry them up. Figs are kind of odd fruit in that the flower develops inside out. It's just not a normal flower, and so as a result, you have a lot of abnormal development of that fruit. All I can recommend to you is keep them moist and just sit tight, and they should ripen. Generally, they do. I don't know why you've had year after year of having a problem with them, but there just isn't anything that can be said to speed that along. It's one of the most asked questions I have on figs, unfortunately.
On figs, what triggers them to ripen? Is there a dry spell before that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think it's just a matter of time. Let me send you to fruit is not my best specialty. I'm not sure I want to claim anything as my best specialty, but if I did, it certainly would not be fruit. My background is a lot more in ornamentals. There is a wonderful reference through Aggie Horticulture. I have my laptop. Let me open it up and see what the URL for that is. I don't think it's terribly involved, but it's Aggie Horticulture. And when I was writing my book, I just bookmarked it as fruit information. And it's Fruit and Nut Resources. If you go to Aggie Horticulture, okay, Fruit and Nut Resources, there is a fact sheet on every fruit crop you could possibly want, a really extensive fact sheet on every fruit crop you could want. Figs, for example, okay. Yeah, the URL does get kind of complicated, but Jim Comas has written that, and Larry Stein, the Extension Project Leader, on figs, and there's a lot of information there for you.
So,
I hate to send you the internet for your answer, but in the case of this one, I think it will, but I think you're going to just be prepared to find that there's not much you can do. You're just going to have to wait on them. Mike, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Bet. Thanks so much. All right, next call up will be Jerry in Fort Worth. We have several calls. Thank you, and I'll move quickly to get to you, and I appreciate you all for calling very, very much. Let me tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We are wrapping up. This is the next to the last week that we will have this offer where you can save a huge amount on my magazine. It's normally $23.95. You can get it for $14 even if you buy it in tandem with your copy of my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. The book alone is on sale. It normally is $32.95 for $28.95. And folks, I want to tell you, I have self-published my book. I chose not to go through distributors and through a publishing house and all those other places where I just get frustrated because I don't feel like people are really distributing the book well, etc. I've had a lot of experience with distributors over the years. I don't want to turn it into sour grapes because I'm happy with the way it's working. The book is available from my magazine office right now, in fact, until 11 this morning at 1-800-752-GROW, or it's available at neilsperry.com all day today. Now, here's what the book has, and then we'll talk about the magazine. The book is 344 pages, 840 photographs, all of them mine with exception of two, and it is not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening done 23 years ago. This book is totally new in its design and layout and format. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, all the important information that bridge over all the different things you might grow. Chapter 2 is the calendar, a 48-page calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, month by month, which crops need to be taken care of in that month. A huge amount more information than I ever put in my old garden calendars, which I no longer do. Then chapters 3 on are individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. And each of those I took a month or so to do. Case of fruit, I took about 6 or 7 weeks, and they're really comprehensive and very well researched. I think you'll find this book to be fabulous. By not going through a publishing house and distributors, I'm able to keep the cost probably $10 or $15 lower than it might otherwise have been. Book alone, $28.95. Book and magazine together, only $42.95 while that special offer on Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine is in effect. Our magazine's been recognized recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neither sold in stores, not in on Amazon either, by calling my office or going to neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. And that's just $28.95 or $42.95 plus $7 tax and postage on either offer. Call 1-800-752-GROW. While this offer is still in effect, call before 11 today. 1-800-752-4769. Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. AgPower is a John Deere dealer since 1972 in McKinney. They're on North Central Expressway between Wilmoth and Bloomdale Roads, and our sincere thanks to AgPower McKinney for being one of our sponsors of the Crape Myrtle Trails of McKinney Fun Run 5 and 10K runs coming up on September 27. AgPower sells John Deere, Steel, and Honda brands, including John Deere lawn and garden equipment, including commercial grades such as Z-Trax. They're offering free break-in maintenance with the purchase of select commercial Z-Trax and off-season pricing on select equipment. Steel power equipment from residential grade line trimmers, edgers, hedge trimmers, and much more. Tools that are used by commercial landscapers and arborists. They have a large selection of steel handheld products and chainsaws for ice cleanup when that comes. Honda power equipment such as mowers capable of mulching and bagging leaves or grass to generators and pumps. And they service what they sell. They have certified service technicians on staff to help keep your equipment running like new. From now until the end of October, take advantage of the new John Deere commercial zero-turn mowers, starting at $64.99. Also visit them at the State Fair of Texas. Look for their State Fair specials until the end of October. Visit the 17,000-square-foot showroom, 8 acres of equipment, and talk to the wonderful people at AgPower McKinney. It's 3501 North Central Expressway in McKinney, ag-power.com. Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought, and it goes on and on. To help your plants and gardens stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your garden healthy and strong. Now, first, it's soil preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you want to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not going to be enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand this drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. You'll find a lot of information on how to help your plants get through the drought if you go to Scotts.com. S-C-O-T-T-S.com. That's Scotts for their garden heat and drought recovery program. Scotts.com. Scotts Miracle-Gro. We go to Jerry in Fort Worth. Jerry, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my question.
Yes, sir.
I have a large magnolia in my front yard. I broke my shoulder earlier this spring and haven't been able to do the normal preparation stuff that we normally would do. And the ground underneath the magnolia, the grass has not has thinned out. And I'm concerned a little bit with all the heat and the drought that maybe I need to put down some sort of mulch around the base of the tree to help hold in moisture. But I don't know if it's too late in the season or what type of mulch to put down.
It is never too late nor too early to mulch. Mulching is something you can do 12 months a year because it's going to stay there for 12 months or 18 or 24 or many months. So don't worry about timing. I think mulching beneath a big magnolia tree makes all the sense in the world because grass is not going to grow there. As the tree gets larger and larger, there's going to be less and less light. And so the grass will die away from that, not so much because of the competition of roots. Grass can handle that if you take care of the grass with water. The grass will get what it needs, but it can't get light. And so I think mulching makes a good deal of sense. It'll be aesthetically beneficial, and I think it'll also certainly hold the moisture in. So I have no problem with putting an inch or two of mulch on. I tend to go with natural-looking mulches. I'm very fond of those that have a natural look to them when you put them out over the ground. And so there are several good brands on the market. I really would encourage you, if you want to do that, to do it. I'm not saying it's the only way to keep a magnolia alive. I don't know that I don't think it's necessarily a requirement, but it is a nice looking touch.
But is there a type of like a pine mulch or?
I use a lot of pine bark mulch. I have used a lot of pine bark mulch in my own landscape over the years. And the type that I buy is at most independent retail garden centers and perhaps other places. I don't really know, but it's small nickel and dime size pieces. Now, Jerry, it's going to take a lot of bags to cover, you know, if this magnolia has any width to it, it's going to take a lot of bags to cover that. And in the long run, have you ever considered putting a ground cover in there? Maybe not this year because of your shoulder, but have you considered planting a ground cover that could kind of fill in where the grass used to be?
No, but I'd love to.
Yeah, you might consider planting mondo grass, monkey grass, the one that gets 6 or 8 inches tall. Typically what you, I guess just because I grew up in Texas and I remember seeing so many magnolia trees that had English ivy beneath them, that would work. But I find that the mondo grass is a lot easier to clean of fallen leaves, and it's just a very durable, wonderful grass substitute. But that's going to involve a lot of hand and knee work, and that may not be something you're up to yet.
Would I approach that during the winter then? Or
again, that doesn't matter. The easiest time to plant it probably would be in the fall. You could dig and divide it out of somebody's yard, or if you have some, once you get it started, you can produce your own to enlarge the bed as you may need to. I use a lot of mondo grass in my landscape because I'm in total shade in a pecan forest, and I haven't bought any for many years. You have to get a start of it somehow. It's kind of like sourdough. You have to get a start, and then you're good. But I plant it in the fall, or I will plant it in May. Those are the two times, but you know, it wouldn't bother me to dig and divide it right now if I had to. It's just a very durable plant. You just have to keep it properly watered after you dig it.
Okay. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Good
I
luck with it.
It.
Get well. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's take a news break right now. We'll come back. If you are Catherine, Marilyn, or Perry, we're coming to you, and we'll get you in the next segment. That's my longest segment, so hang there. Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve. These are the folks who are coming out to work on our trees at our home in a couple of weeks, and I'm very happy to have them. They're the only people who will ever touch my trees. My trees, I don't mean to personify too much, but I know that my trees just jump up and down when they see the arborological truck coming because they know that help is on the way. 11 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, college degreed, plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. You know, I've never done this. They would welcome me at the table if I asked, but it'd be kind of cool to sit at their table and listen to them discuss what they saw yesterday, you know, the day before in their home visits. I think they have staff meetings once or twice a week where they all visit about what they have encountered because they have some great talent in that pool of arborists at Arborological Services. They can take care of everything from complete tree maintenance of a regular, healthy, happy tree to helping a tree that isn't so healthy or happy get back on track again, or heaven forbid you ever need to have a big tree taken out. They can certainly do that safely. They're the best it gets. They serve Dallas and Tarrant counties, this general area only, although they do have a toll-free number. They are a local-only company. 866-552 7267. With great pride, I recommend them to you. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267. Facebook at Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts. And online, their website is arborological.com.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
Encore Electric Service Delivery. Speaking of trees, they suggest that you know before you grow, know how tall and how wide a tree will become so that you can plant it in the appropriate location or so you can redirect your thoughts and get a smaller tree if you don't have room for the big one you were considering. Before you trim trees or start construction that might bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, Encore suggests that you give them a call. They have a whole team set up to help you at 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. 888-313-6862. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. That could be very hazardous, could even be fatal. So don't get anywhere near those power lines or near limbs that touch the power lines or that could touch the power lines. If you're within 10 feet, you better call a professional in. Now, if a tree is making contact and you see sparks or fire, call 911. And then if you're digging, you need to locate underground utilities, and they will do that for you if you call them at 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging. 811, give them a couple days. They'll mark all of the underground utilities so you won't dig a tree hole right where there's a power line, or so you won't trench a new water line in. Encore wants to help. All of this and a lot more information is at their website, encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. We have Major Logan. Major, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. It is 8:32 from the WBAP 24/7 news desk. I'm Major Logan, and a man fatally shoots an intruder in Garland. That story coming up after an update of traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now. Traffic watch, I-35E northbound ramp to Dallas North Tollway. You've got construction scheduled to block the exit to northbound until 11. LBJ eastbound from Valley View Lane to Midway Road. You got construction blocking the two left lanes until noon today. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, a heat advisory, remains in effect until 7 p.m. Sunny, hot, and humid. High of 102. Heat index as high as 108 today. Low tonight, 79. 99 for the high tomorrow. Currently, it's 82 degrees. Iran's Revolutionary Guard is securing a site near Tehran's airport, where a regional passenger plane crashed shortly after taking off from the capital. Iranian state television says 48 people were killed in the crash, 40 passengers and 8 crew members. And police in the Dallas suburb of Garland say an armed intruder was shot to death after breaking into an apartment.
Garland police said that officers responding to the report of a shooting Thursday evening were met by a man who said he had shot someone who'd broken into his apartment. Police later found the man had been shot on the floor. The wounded man was moved to an ambulance where he later died. Officer Joe Harn of the Garland Police Department identified the man as 18-year-old Michael Paxton, whom detectives have linked to a previous convenience store holdup. Harn said there were 3 other men with Paxton. A search continues for the 3. Nikki Whaley, 24/7 News.
Your chances of getting a loan might soon get better. WBAP's Jim Ryan says the most widely used method of calculating your credit score is undergoing major changes.
Since the recession, lenders have been much more careful in handing out money, often approving loans only to those with the best credit based on their FICO score. Now, Fair Isaac Corporation is changing the way it figures that score, dropping references to consumers' unpaid bills if those bills were later settled. FICO will also give less weight to medical bills that end up in collection. It's good news to consumers, but some lenders worry it may lead to a new round of defaults. Jim Ryan, 24/7 News.
Again, high today, 103. It's 82 degrees right now. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, next on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. And today's SPCA of Texas dog is King. King is a fun-loving boy, loves to play. He's a 7-month-old boxer mix, so he's got a lot of play in him. Weighs in at 50 pounds. He's a handsome tan and white guy with a little bit of black in there as well. King loves other dogs, but he can be a little picky about his friends, so you'll need to have him meet other 4-legged friends before going home. And so you might want to take your current dogs out and just make sure everything's cool and he'd love to do that. King is very smart, active. He loves to play fetch. He'd love to go on daily walks with you, his new family. That would be you. And I hope that you will go out and meet and greet King. If you're looking for a new best canine friend, you really ought to get out to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet King today. Funniest guy around. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, they invite you to go to the website page, spca.org/findapet. All smushed together. spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, King's already been neutered. He has been microchipped. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet and greet. Before you adopt a new dog, King is waiting for his new forever family to come out and meet him today at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. That's at 8411 Stacy Road. 8411 Stacy Road. That's Stacy just before you get to Custer as you're headed west. If you're coming from Frisco, it's Main Street, and then it turns into Custer, and soon thereafter, when you it turns into Stacy. Soon after you pass Custer, you'll see the Perry Animal Care Center on the south side, on the right, if you're headed east. The SPCA Shelter of Texas, 8411 Stacy Road in southwest McKinney. The Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. Both shelters open noon until 6, 7 days a week. This has been the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
Shades of Green's summer perennial sale continues through the end of August while supplies last. Don't miss out. Discover the power of Texas Tough Perennials with these great deals. Buy 2 1-gallon perennials and get a third one free. Buy 1 3-gallon perennial and get one free. Visit Shades of Green for outstanding selections of well-adapted native perennials, colorful annuals, herbs, vines, shrubs, and trees from the ordinary to the hard-to-find plants. Are the crepe myrtles you see around town calling your name? Now's a great time to plant colorful crepe myrtles. Shades of Green in Frisco carries a huge variety of colors and sizes in container grown and bald and burlapped. They're ready for a place in your landscape. You'll also find a wide selection of gardening supplies at Shades of Green, from mulches, compost, and fertilizers to foliar sprays and insect control, as well as beautiful pottery, fountains, and unique garden accents. Give Shades of Green a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. They specialize in low maintenance and low water requirement landscape ideas. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green in Frisco. For the right plant, right place.
Advanced Foundation Repair. They are leaders in the foundation repair industry. They have kind of shown the way on the foundation repair industry. I'll give you an example that goes back 15 years. They were the first company ever to give a lifetime warranty on the work that they did for you, and to make that warranty transferable from owner to owner to owner. They were the first to back it by cash in the Texas Foundation Warranty Trust. All of that was done by Advanced Foundation Repair, and the curious thing about it was how quickly other companies fell in line behind them. Wouldn't you want the company that really pioneered all of those consumer innovations? Wouldn't you like that? Well, you have that opportunity. You can do the same thing I did. I called Advanced Foundation Repair. 20 years ago this fall, I accepted them as an advertiser. I beg your pardon, it's 19 years. I'm about to start my 20th year advertising for them. 1995, and I said to Fred Marshall, I need to hear some references. I'd like to go see some of the work you've done and talk to the people. And he gave me 15 names, and over about a two-week period, I contacted them, and boy, they thought the Advanced Foundation was fabulous. I do too. I've used them at my home once and at my magazine office once. The work that they do, as I say, is guaranteed. Their home inspection they give you is absolutely free. They'll tell you what it's going to cost at the time of the home inspection. If there is a foundation repair that's needed, if there isn't, they tell you that as well. I'm so grateful for the sponsorship of Advanced Foundation Repair. I'm grateful for the work they did for us, and I'm grateful to be able to recommend them to you. FoundationRepairs.com in the plural. FoundationRepairs.com is their wonderful website. And then the phone number to reach them, 214-333-0003. They serve all of the North Central Texas area. That number is 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repairs.
This is Amanda Griffin with the Dallas Irrigation Association. I'll be back later this hour with another water-saving minute. But now, back to Neil.
Thanks, Amanda. Let's go to Catherine in Mineral Wells up next. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting. How can I help?
I need a recommendation for a tree.
Okay.
I live in a two-story, Spanish Revival 1928 house, and there's an area in front that feeds up to a large stained glass window, and I want a tree that to sit in the middle of that and lead your eyes up.
All right. Okay, so are we, help me with the architecture then. Is it U-shaped and we're putting something within the U?
No, it's, okay. As I say, it's two-story.
I got that. And the stained glass is on the second floor or on the first floor?
Actually, if in comparison with the house, it's on the landing on the stairs.
Halfway up, okay.
And it's arched, as most of the openings are. Mm-hmm. And this is an area between the front sidewalk and the driveway that had an older tree that outgrew itself.
All right. So what mature height of tree are you looking for? I think I need to ask that first.
Not huge. 20, 25.
All right. And what growth form are you looking for? Does it need to be somewhat egg-shaped, upright? Egg-shaped, or does it need to be spreading?
Not not sprawling.
Okay. Probably your best bets, and I don't want you to take these without doing research on them and looking at them online or in landscapes or something.
Sure.
But a couple that come to my mind would be little gem magnolia, or it might be a little too large, so you might go to teddy bear magnolia. That could be pretty. It is a large-leafed southern magnolia, but it gets about 20 feet tall and about 10 or 15 feet wide. Little gem gets a little larger than that. Those would both be good. I'm trying to think of crepe myrtle. The tallest of the crepe myrtles would get up into the 25-foot range. So
I have those on islands.
All right. Then you might go with one of the you could use a Nellie R. Stevens holly and train it tree form, or just let it grow up. There is one at the Addison City Hall that is 25 feet tall, 20 feet tall. I've never seen one quite that large. I have a couple of them in my own landscape that are 15 or 18 feet tall. I'm trying to think of things that are somewhat upright. I don't mean columnar, but just, they're not, like you said, not sprawling. Yaupon holly, for example, tips out too much. I think it would be too wide. You might look at Warren's red possum haw holly. Do you know that plant?
No, I've never heard of it.
That might be a beautiful one for you. What color is your brick?
Kind of a yellowish tan. If you're familiar with the Baker Hotel, it's the same brick.
Oh, cool. The possum haw holly is a deciduous holly. It's bare in the wintertime, but if you get the variety called Warren's Red, it has large red fruit that are on it all winter long. It's beautiful. It's also sometimes called deciduous yaupon because it looks like a yaupon that loses its leaves. But it tends to have the same growth habit as a crepe myrtle. And so it's just really a colorful, lovely plant. So that would be a possibility. Those are the ones that come to my mind first.
Great. Well, I shall go shopping.
All right. And a lot of those I think you'll find at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. You can also do a web search. A lot of times if I want to see what a plant looks like, I still use Yahoo, and I'll just enter photo possum haw holly or Ilex decidua, in that case, the scientific name. And a lot of times Dave's Garden will pop up as one of the matches, and they have a lot of good photos there. So lots of good ways to see how they look.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Catherine. Marilyn, also in Fort Worth. Before I go to Marilyn, though, let me please give the phone number, and then you could be on the next round of calls. Hope you will call 800-288-WBAP. Call right now, please, 800-288-9227. After we get through with Marilyn, we'll be going to your call if you call right away. Marilyn, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. First
yes,
of all, I love the new book. I love the old book.
Thank you.
I'm really liking the new book, and I hope people hear that. Anyway, I have some ajugas that I planted under two big oak trees. I planted some jasmine a year ago, and I thought I would use a different ground cover next to it.
Mm-hmm.
I also read that it could have nematodes and wipe out. And that's what I'm concerned about.
Well,
what can I do?
I'll tell you, there's a problem that outweighs the nematodes. I've not had nematodes, but I have had a disease called southern blight, which is if you've ever grown seedlings and you've had what's called damping off, where the seedling dies right at the ground line, if you have ever grown periwinkles where they shriveled up, that's the same basic organism or group of organisms. And there's one that gets into a juga and it kills it out at the crown, and the plant just dies, and there's not much warning and not much you can do. That one worries me more.
I've been moving it from my old house for the last 30 years. And I have it everywhere, but I have it in patches, and I have lost a patch years ago.
Yeah, and that's probably what got it. And I unfortunately, before I knew that disease was going to do that, I planted several thousand of them. But I'm not obsessive.
They're down now. They're down because I pulled them from around the yard.
Yeah, that's good. But anyway, that worries me more than anything else. And I would say just be mindful to keep it moist, but don't water it when it's already wet, because that disease spreads when it's really sopping wet. The nematodes, there's not much you can do about them, but I don't know that you're going to have a major problem. I don't know that you're going to have any problem unless they're already there, and they probably are not. I don't get very many calls on nematodes on the juga, but I do get the calls on the disease.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much.
It's a beautiful ground cover. Yeah, good luck with it.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marilyn. Bye. All right, Mark and McKinney will be our next call up after our last break for this hour, and we'd love to hear from you as well. So give us a call, won't you please? 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Join me on Facebook as well, folks. It's Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. And my website, as you're about to hear in this next ad, is neilsperry.com. Marilyn's comments were so kind on my brand new book, and I want to tell you, I have heard that same comment a lot of times, and I'm grateful for it every time I hear it. Love your old book, love this new book, kind of a thing, like wow, this is even better. And I thought it was as we were doing it. My editor has... of this book, Carolyn Sky, who's editor of my magazine, said, Neil, this is working beautifully. This is going to be a wonderful book. And sure enough, now that it's printed, we agree. This week, I'm going to be with the team that printed. We're going to treat them to lunch and dinner at the printing presses. And I'm really excited about that. So that's how much I think of this book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This is not a revised version of my complete guide to Texas gardening, the books that had the cowboy boots on the cover. Those were great books 23 and 32 years ago when they were done, but boy, they are out of date. This book is so fresh. It was done in the last 3 or 4 months, and it is completely up to date. Everything you want to be a better gardener in the Lone Star State. Now, this book is not in stores. This is the first time I have self-published. I did self-publish my garden calendar for the last 20 years that I did it. I no longer am doing them because I did a very embellished version of the garden calendar, except for the dates. I put all the information in this book in Chapter 2 of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. But that I did self-publish. Now I've done it with the book. You won't find it in stores. You will not find it on Amazon. It's $28.95 if you buy just the book, and $7 postage and tax on that. If you would like, this is the next to the last weekend. The opportunity is running out. We are wrapping up the offer where you can save almost $10, save $9.95 on my magazine by buying it for $14 instead of $23.95 with a subscription, with a copy of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You buy the book, you can get the magazine at almost $10 off the regular price. So here are the prices. Book alone, $28.95. Book and magazine, $42.95. They together would have been $56.90. Your satisfaction is guaranteed to every penny, or I'll refund everything you've invested in me with your trust. I think you'll like these. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Or order anytime today at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
Amanda Griffin here with your Dallas Irrigation Association Water Saving Minute. Did you know that in the state of Texas, anyone working, installing, or consulting on outdoor irrigation must be licensed by the TCEQ?
Licensed irrigators have taken a state-designated irrigation course, have passed a background check and licensing exam, and attend continuing education courses every year in order to renew their license. Hiring a non-licensed irrigator puts you, the consumer, at risk, as there is no way to hold the contractor accountable should you encounter problems with your project. Licensed irrigators are more likely to carry liability and workman's comp insurance and are more likely to be abreast of state and local laws and ordinances and are also more likely to be up to date on the latest water-efficient technologies. Irrigators are professionals and have the expertise you need to get your system in shape to deal with water restrictions. Find the right licensed irrigator for you at dallasia.org.
Hi, this is Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney, Collin County, and the Dallas Metroplex who have successfully completed a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It's really difficult after a student leaves treatment to return to a home high school. A student is very fragile and needs some additional support. Our school is self-paced, and that additional support academically as well as support in sobriety is very crucial to a student early in sobriety. Self-paced instruction allows a student to complete coursework and not only complete coursework on time, but oftentimes graduate early. We really feel that students and staff relate to one another as family. We're small enough so that we know students' needs and help relate on a personal level. Parents call us directly. I certainly feel that it's okay for a student to call. Anybody that really wants help, just give us a call and we'll try to work with you however we can. 469-742-7830. Without a doubt, this is the most rewarding assignment I've ever had. It's fun. I enjoy coming to school. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Julie, very, very much. And they've had quite a summer. They're having a whole new parking lot put in front of the campus, the three portable buildings that we have. It's an unusual facility, and the parking lot was just gone, and they can't get to the building. So if you have placed phone calls and haven't gotten word back, please know that they're trying. Serenity High and McKinney, but it's days away from having all that behind them. Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. These are great people. I really am proud to have Mike Wisnett, his son Derek, standing alongside me, as they have for many, many years. Derek is a fine man now with leader. He's a leader in the nursery industry in Tarrant County and Region 5 of TNLA. He's a dad. I knew him when he was 5 years old and helping his dad, Mike, my friend Mike, at our garden show. Oh, just a great family. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. You probably have some kind of mind's eye of what a stone yard would look like. Wait till you go into their sales room, a beautiful place, friendly people. They are there to help you, and they know how to convert your dreams into landscaping reality. They can help you if you want to do it yourself, or they can refer you to wonderful landscape contractors who can do the work for you. They have all kinds of different water features, sitting areas. They have patios. They have all kinds of things that they have used in their demonstration gardens, and they leave them there to show you how you can do the very same thing. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, in Southeast Fort Worth. They're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. WhizQ Stone, Whiz, WHIZ-Q.com. Whiz-Q.com, 817-429-0822. Again, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. It's WhizQ Stone. Mark and McKinney, you're on the air. Thanks for waiting. How can I help you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I live in rural McKinney, mm-hmm. and I have my wife has a knockout rose in the front of the house. This spring, it just bloomed up beautifully. But now it has these bagworms on them, and last year we picked them all off, but this year they're back.
You're talking about the caterpillars that have the bag that hangs down like a Christmas ornament?
Yes.
All right. Mark, that's unusual for them to hit roses, and especially to do it twice in a row. They usually obviously prefer cone-bearing plants, junipers, arborvitae, things like that. The secret with them, and hand-picking is your only answer at this point, the secret is to spray them while they're feeding, and that would be back in usually in late May or June. This year they were just a little bit later in late June, early July. But when you see them actively feeding, that's the time to spray when they're out of those bags, and the bags are much smaller at that point. Once they tie themselves to the twigs, then they're no longer eating.
I was wondering about possibly cutting that back.
Well, yeah, bush roses and knockout roses you can prune by about a third in August and get a nice flush of fall growth. That's a good point. And then you prune them by half in February. The only problem with pruning knockout roses is that they have a lot of stems and a lot of thorns, and so it's a pretty laborious task, but that is an option. You use lopping shears. I would probably do that rather than using gasoline or electric hedge trimmers, although I see a lot of that done with them just because it would take forever with hand shears.
Okay, well, I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to cut this thing back and just see what happens because it's
all
pretty
big. Well,
that
should help. A third in August and then by half in February. Thank you, sir. Let me go to Buck in University Park. Buck, I have about a minute. I may have to put you back on hold, but let's give it a try.
Okay, thank you. I've got a crepe myrtle. I think it's a red dynamite, about 18 feet tall. There are two trunks that look like a big tuning fork up in the middle, and they're rubbing for about a foot and a half. Should I cut one out or just let them grow and see if they spread apart?
They're rubbing. How far away from the crotch where they join?
Probably maybe 6 to 12 inches.
All right. They can rub, they can abrade one another, and one of them will become weaker. Boy, it's hard to tell you how to handle that without seeing it, Buck. It's probably going to make it very lopsided if you take one or the other of them off. And so that may not be a good solution. You probably need to maybe secure them so that they don't rub, or I don't know how you're going to do that. Maybe you can put padding between them or something.
Yeah.
That may be a better solution. At some point, if you get shoots coming up from the bottom, you might let those develop and then eventually remove this trunk and let new shoots be the new trunk. All right. Hey, I appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Call so much. Liz and Dennison, hang with me. Call us now, folks, 800-288-9227. We'll be back.